Your words affect every area of your life. They can lift you up or they can destroy you.
Pastor Joanne Ramsey of Speak the Word Ministry.
So how can you be victorious in all your circumstances? By speaking blessings over yourself and blessings over others instead of cursing those around you.
Pastor Joe is a servant of the Lord and commissioned to train soldiers of Jesus Christ on how to wield the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God.
Saints, when you believe His strength is made perfect in your weakness, suddenly the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Friend, would you like to have Pastor Joe speak in person at your church, Bible study, or conference? If so, simply contact us. Our phone number is 855-505-2297. Our email address is pastorjoe@speaktheWordMinistry.net.
The following program is brought to you by Speak the Word Ministries.
The enemy wants us to focus on all the chaos and the disorder that's going on in the world today, then we can't truly put our focus where it's really needed, on Jesus.
Speak the Word.
Welcome to Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is called to train up God's children to be soldiers of Jesus Christ.
Speak the Word.
Speak the Word. God's Word.
We invite you to visit us online at speaktheWordMinistry.net. That's speaktheWordMinistry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a message titled, How to Soar in Chaos.
Speak the Word.
I'm going to start. If you have your Bibles, you can turn to Isaiah 40, verses 28 through 31 in a New King James Bible. It says, Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, never faints, nor grows weary. His understanding, he says, is unsearchable. Hallelujah. He says that he has given power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases his strength. And even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength, and they shall mount up like wings like eagles. And they shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. You know, brothers and sisters, we are there. I really feel like that we are there. And I'm sure that you can agree with me today that all you have to do, because all you have to do is just turn around and take a look at how Satan has been speeding up and how he's been speeding up all this turbulence that's going on in the world today. You know, that he's causing chaos. In other words, in complete disorder, confusion among our brothers and our sisters. He's calling evil good and good evil, according to Isaiah 5, verse 20. In verses 18 and verse 20, it says, I want you to listen to this because this is the way it's going to be. I understand this is coming from the Old Testament, and we're living under grace in the New Testament, but these are still the principles. These are still principles that we are living by. In verse 18:20, it says, How horrible it would be for those who string people along with lies and empty promises, whose lives, he says, are sinful. In verse 20 says, How horrible it would be for those who call evil good and good evil, who turn darkness into light and light into darkness, who turn what is bitter into something sweet and what is sweet into something bitter. But I want you to remember this, brothers and sisters. Our God is not a God of confusion or chaos. God knows every thought that we have right on down to every hair on our head. Amen. And it tells us in Luke 1:27 in the Message Bible, it says, And he knows the number of hairs on your head. He says, Never fear. He said, You are more valuable to him than a whole flock of sparrows. Hallelujah. And he's given reference to here in the Bible, those who've read it, that not even a sparrow can hit the ground that he is not aware of it. It's like he was given the reference to the hair on your head. There's no thought that we can have. There's no action that we can take. There's nothing that we can do that God is not aware of. We can't hide anything from God. I know a lot of people, when they try to do things, they do it in the darkness thinking that they can't be seen. But with God, doesn't matter. He sees through it all. He sees through it all. Praise God. And it says, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 33, this verse emphasizes that God is the source of peace and order and harmony rather than chaos or disorder. Discord and hatred that is being stirred up among those that God has sent us to minister to. You know, we know that with the young man that was slain recently, because he was sent and called to deliver, you know, God's word. You know, and people don't want that. They don't want that. People do, but there's a lot that don't. Saints, we are God's soldiers, and we are not, and I capitalize this, we are not going to fall for his lies and his deception anymore. Amen. We're all aware, according to John 8:44, that he is definitely the father of lies. Anything dishonest, anything deceitful, anything of that nature comes from the enemy. And we are going, whether we realize it or not, as I said, we're going to speak on eagles. We are going to soar like eagles over the turbulence. And one definition says turbulence is caused by irregular air movement, up and down currents, and hidden shifts in the wind. But even our airplanes, you know, are affected by this, but the eagles are not. Because, you know, the airplanes, you know, they try to get above it, but the eagles, they look for it. They want to soar above the storm. And what does the Bible tell us in Ephesians? It says that he has raised us up high above the principalities and the darkness of this world. So we can be like eagles. God has created us to be that way. So we don't have to be down here fighting with all this stuff that's going on around us today. We can soar above it. You know, friends, eagles don't rise high because of their strength. They ride the turbulence to great strengths. Eagles are famously known as the only birds that actively fly into storms and turbulent air rather than seeking shelter. You know, they soar above the storm by letting the storm's negative energy propel them upward. You could preach a sermon on this, you know, because we get so bothered and so upset over negative stuff. And the enemy wants us to focus on all the chaos and the disorder that's going on in the world today. But if we keep our focus on that negative stuff, then we can't truly put our focus where it's really needed. And it's by focusing on Him, on Jesus, that we're going to get that strength and that courage and that energy. And we're going to have to start speaking up. I'm telling you that we can't be passive anymore, any longer. We have to begin to be bold. I know that the Lord put it in my spirit a while back, a year or so ago. I've always spoke what the Lord's given me. But the Lord has informed me that I need to step it up and also be bold in delivering messages that He gives me, and not to hesitate to say what He says, because you cannot survive on feel-good messages. You know, the enemy is always alert, and he's watching you. And I can stand up here and preach a sermon that will make you just jump and shout and feel really good. But then tomorrow morning when Satan knocks at your door, you don't have anything to stand on. You don't have any foundation. You know, some people do read their Bible every day and all week, and some only get it on Sunday. You know, but just think how thin we would be if we just ate one meal a week. You know, we feed our bodies. But like I said, you know, they soar above the storm by letting the storms, the negative energy, propel them upward. Saints, the way that we are as children of God, are going to overcome our adversary is by wielding the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God. Hallelujah.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
You've been listening to author, Bible teacher, and evangelist Pastor Joanne Ramsey on today's edition of Speak the Word. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Generous contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. Pastor Joe will be back in just a moment. But first, we'd love to tell you about Pastor Joe's book titled The Weapons of a Warrior, A Soldier's Handbook for Spiritual Warfare. When you're in a faith battle, are you prepared to stand with God at all costs? Pastor Joe lays out a step-by-step plan that every believer can use to overcome opposition, including important measures to see your full potential in Christ and how to stand strong in turbulent times. Just ask for a copy of The Weapons of a Warrior, A Soldier's Handbook for Spiritual Warfare by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. That's 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. Again, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly at Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here again is Pastor Joe.
I want to take a moment to tell you just how much you mean to me and Speak the Word Ministry. Truly, you're not just listeners, you are family. And I thank God for you every single day. And everything we do through this ministry is to make sure that the Word of God reaches as many hearts as possible. Because of your prayers and your support, we're able to bring Speak the Word across the radio waves into homes and places where people may feel alone or forgotten. And yet, when they hear the Word, everything changes. But there's so much more that we believe God is calling us to do. We want to expand to more radio stations across the country, to reach more lives, to make sure that no one is without hope, without truth, and without the power of God's Word. So today, I want to ask you to prayerfully consider becoming a financial partner with Speak the Word Ministry. Friends, if this ministry is a blessing to you, would you help us take it further and consider giving a donation of any amount by visiting our website at PastorJoeRamsey.com. Friends, thank you for standing with us, and thank you for believing in this mission at Speak the Word. And always remember, there is power in the spoken Word of God.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we hope you've been blessed by our message today. Once again, thanks for listening. Join us next time on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand. Against the word of God. Against the word.